I'm not sure what you're all doing on Thursday, but it was the ascension of our Lord. And I'm sure a few of you spent it on the beach. So today's a good day to transfer it so we can celebrate the ascension of our Lord. An important day in the church calendar. It starts to bring a close of the Easter season, that season of joy we've had. Easter isn't about one day. It's the whole 50 days following Easter, all the way up until Pentecost. That's why we have the Paschal candle in the sanctuary lit every service and decorated. And it's why we have the altar frontal on, this magnificent altar frontal, which if you don't really study it, but the work in that is just incredible. I've left it on every day for the 50 days of Easter. So people coming in the church can see the amount of work put into that, rather than just keeping it for that special day when we celebrate on a Sunday morning. The joy of Easter is what I said last week in my homily. I said the church should be in the business of joy, the joy business. And that's exactly the last words in the gospel today. Great joy. Jesus went up to heaven and he left behind great joy. Those are the words of the gospel. We wonder why he ascended into heaven, why he didn't stick around. Well, of course he wasn't going to stick around. He told us what he wanted. He told us what we need to do to have joy in our lives. Didn't need to stick around. He said, that's it, folks. You've heard what I've had to say. Just do it. Remember that. All the things he said, all the things he did, those are the things he's left to his disciples. He left them behind and said, that's it. And we're now his disciples to continue that great joy. Of course, joy is not always the easiest thing to find in our lives. We have so many difficult times going on. You will have heard about the incident in Paris overnight, the incidents in Indonesia. How do we find joy? Well, the Psalms can give people a lot of inspiration. I read the Psalms occasionally and just find when I choose a psalm, no matter what psalm it is, it reaches out to me. Psalm 27 is an important psalm. It says, the Lord is our light and our salvation. The opening words. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? If I have light and salvation in my life, whom shall I fear? And that light is leading the way forward, showing us a light. When we're in the darkness, there's a torch there. And that light is prayer. That light is showing compassion to others around us and ready to receive compassion from others. Sometimes we're not very good at receiving compassion. That's what that light is. That light that the Lord can show us is how to get out of a dark tunnel. And the salvation which God can show us, the salvation. I like to think of that salvation as from the word salve. I don't know whether you know the word salve. Salve is what my grandmother used to put on when I got cut. She used to say, let's put some salve on that. It's something which soothes you. When you're hurt or in times of difficulty, that salvation can soothe you. So those are the two things which our faith can bring us. Light showing us the way forward, and the salvation soothing us in times of difficulty. And we do that mostly through prayer, through perhaps finding a bit of quiet time and just allowing God's message to come to us. As I said last week, there's sometimes we have important decisions in our lives and we're not sure what decision we should be making. But one just feels a little bit more right than the other. And when it feels right inside, that's the decision we make. And God's helped you make that decision, but you can't make it unless you have a bit of quiet time. Take some time out from all the frenetic things going on in our lives. Time out from holding the phone in our hands, from looking at Facebook. A little bit of quiet time. Especially here on this island, it has such a beautiful places to go and find some quiet time. Perhaps you won't be able to get a signal in those places. That'll help. Find that quiet time. Listen to God's message, particularly when you've got an important decision to make. Particularly when you've got difficulty in your life, you're feeling low, depressed, have that bit of quiet time, and perhaps you'll find that light being shone in front of you, that salvation soothing you. As I say, we're in the joy business here, and what better joy is there than to have a wedding or a baptism in the church? Surprisingly, this year we're having six weddings this year. I thought after Irma there'd be no weddings this year, everyone would just be not willing to come to the island, but it's great to have these familiar faces coming. We've got three destination weddings and three local weddings. There's also an important wedding happening this Saturday, particularly for English people. Prince Harry's marrying, and it's a important royal wedding. People are going to be watching it all in England. But I learned yesterday that he's invited a very special preacher to preach at his wedding. He's invited the presiding bishop from the Episcopal Church, the Most Reverend Michael Curry, to preach at his wedding. A great gesture to be inclusive, not just because he's black, not just because he's American, but just to feel that's the importance of the Anglican Church. It's not just the church in England. It's a great big community. And it extends beyond the Anglican Episcopal Church. It extends to everybody. I think that's a great gesture. Bishop Michael Curry is renowned for one of his sermons dating back from 2012, when he was the bishop in North Carolina. At that time he said, "You know what? There's one thing about Jesus which people don't understand is he was crazy." People thought of him as crazy, and in our terminology, not the psychotic crazy, but just a little bit out there, he was crazy. He said to people, "Love your neighbor." Hey, that sounds a bit crazy, particularly back then. Love everybody around you. That's a bit crazy. This is even for us today. Reach out and show compassion to someone you don't know. Sounds a little bit crazy. Show empathy to people, particularly yourselves, family members, people you come into contact with. That's not crazy. That's showing the love which Jesus left us behind. When he ascended, what did he leave behind for us? He left the love, the compassion, the understanding that we have to show one another and ourselves. And if we do that, then we can be in the business of joy. The church and ourselves all ought to be in the joy business. Let's make that happen. Amen.